Meanwhile, back in the election campaign of 2006, a new poll released today by the National Council for Research on Women says women voters favor candidates who are for bringing U.S. troops out of Iraq, and by a ratio of nearly 3-1. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is just back from Pennsylvania, where incumbent Republican Congressman Kurt Weldon is in a very tough race to hold onto his district in the Philadelphia suburbs. Linda spent some time talking with women voters there.
The war in Iraq is the issue with women we met. After an aerobics class at the Swarthmore Community Center, retired teacher Susan Larson told us she demonstrates against the war.
This is our big thing, big move, that we really want to get Congress to be a Democratic one so that this whole change can occur.
What sort of change would you imagine would happen if the House were to be Democratic?
I'm hoping that we kind of take away this overt, I'm a Quaker, militarism for more negotiation and diplomacy. That's the word I want. Thank you.
The question of whether or not the Democrats do a better job almost takes a back seat for Karen Rosa. She owns an upholstery business, and she wants Republican incumbents gone.
They've been here forever. These names just keep coming up and coming up. It's the same old, same old. These are old guys who are doing the same thing. Don't listen. They don't have to listen because they do it, and they've been getting away with it. We have to change this.
Most of this group of independents and Democrats routinely vote for some Republicans. I asked if they had concerns about voting against an incumbent they'd formerly supported. For most, the answer was easy.
We just have to get these guys. Congress has done nothing for 8 years. The Democrats are, you know, I don't know. Nobody's done anything. Right. Yeah, I just want a change.
Would you cast a vote for change even if you liked the incumbent?
Yes.
I don't want to think that I'm just going to vote for a change. Change isn't necessary. Well, we need to change, but I think maybe one seat wouldn't make the difference, and I could therefore vote my conscience.
That was Elner first, and then Karen Rosa. Out in a new development in Aston, an area where many new homes were built after 9/11, we met young mothers, the kind of voters the president is speaking to when he warns that Democrats will not fight the war on terror. That's a serious message for Tracy Gilligan, who has two small children.
It's something that I almost think of daily. It's actually to the point now that if I happen to have the TV on and they cut in for news break, I think, oh my gosh, did something happen again? Like the panic of that happening again. So it is important to me. But I don't think there's not a politician out there who's going to say that they're not going to do something to fight terrorism.
Heather Buckley, on maternity leave from teaching, confirms her friend's view that on terrorism, the Republican Party does not necessarily have the answers.
Well, the way President Bush has handled the war on terror is definitely an issue for me. I do think that we need to make sure that we vote people into office who do a good job of protecting our borders and protecting us on a domestic level. But I think that the way the United States has handled itself on an international level has been horrible and probably had the opposite effect. It pains me to see what we've done in the last 6 years.
In a new development in King of Prussia, a wealthier suburb, we met Chris Wells, a lifelong Republican who has heard the president's message on security.
Even though the war in Iraq is not going as this administration had hoped for, I'm sure, and probably needs a new direction and new plans, I still think the Republicans probably hold an edge, for me anyway, on the security issue.
Wells will vote to re-elect GOP incumbents, but if Democrats take over, she said, so be it. But Heather Cardero, a former teacher, mother of three, wants the country to move to the middle. She objects to mixing religion and politics and to increased government spending. For those reasons, she's emphatically opposed to Pennsylvania's Republican Senate incumbent, Rick Santorum. She plans to vote for his opponent, Robert Casey Jr.
Well, I'm an independent, but I hate Rick Santorum so much that I'm going to vote for Casey, who I honestly resent that I have to vote for him because I want a Democratic Congress to have more checks and balances in our government.
I gather from what you're saying that you think that that would somehow open a conversation that would be important to have.
Yeah, exactly. You were asking before, like, what is the most important issues to you? And to me, it's social issues, like stem cell research. I'm pro-choice, but at the same time, I want to be fiscally responsible. I want a little bit of everything, so once they come to the table, maybe we could have some talk, and I'll feel more representative that way.
Polls currently show that Republican incumbents are running behind in Pennsylvania's 7th District. Reporting on women voters, Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.